Hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential. This is where we embrace the extraordinary possibilities within you. So, thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness, come into alignment with the God-given power and gifts, unleashing your soul. And learn to co-create a future you love. As you become a creator of your own destiny, you'll find that inspiration, practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge here to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. So today is a listener request. Before I jump into that, I just want to say I'm super excited. I've actually been doing interviews to get set up so that I've promised you guys for a long time that you're not going to have to just listen to me all the time. So I'm very excited that I'm going to start rolling those out here soon. So far they have been incredible. I'm learning a lot. The biggest advice I've learned from my mentors is not to be the smartest person in the room. And every time I'm sitting across from someone doing these interviews, I definitely realize I'm in the right space because I am most definitely not the smartest person in the room. So it's been a great experience. I'm excited and I'm excited to share it with you guys. So the question that was presented to me was, I don't know how to deal with everything I have going on. It's just too much to handle. My personal experience, I was in this place, like my lowest low. And I remember calling my mentor and I was just like, I don't even know what to do. And she said, what are you willing to give up? And the truth was nothing. So it was a matter of embracing the choice and the perspective that this is what I'm choosing. How can I embrace this? The notion of having too much to handle, it's a common sentiment in the human experience, and it comes from different, psychological and emotional factors. At its core, this is the feeling of being overwhelmed, and it comes from that sense of inadequacy or powerlessness when we are being challenged, or our responsibilities have kind of stacked up. And when we perceive our burdens as exceeding our capacity to cope, we feel that panic, we feel anxiety, we feel despair, and it leads to that state of mental and emotional overwhelm. And I felt that it brought me down to that level of depression, and I knew in that moment I had to choose. We struggle with that mental idea of too much to handle. That's our innate tendency to, magnify the perceived magnitude of our problems. Our minds have that natural inclination to focus on worst case scenarios. This amplifies your fear, your anxieties. It distorts your perception of reality. Ideally, I knew in that choice I was having negativity bias. And this is something that is going to make even the smallest stressors seem insurmountable. This leads us to feeling overwhelmed by the sheer volume of challenges we face. And what do we know to be true? If you are in the arena, and that means if you have a heartbeat and you're breathing, you're in the arena, you're going to get your ass kicked. Like we're all in the arena. That's what's happening. But a lot of the times, like we're allowing other things, other outside pressures to contribute to the sense of overwhelm. That means that comparitis, when we're trying to compare ourselves to other people or look at other people's expectations for what they're doing, because we're not all in the same chapter. So when I had, my last baby, I'm home with a newborn, I'm watching people, in the current company business I was with, I'm watching people just go crazy. And I would compare myself with that and never feel like I was enough or I was good enough when literally I was in the season of having a newborn baby, baby number six, while I was running the house, full time. And I was in the season of just survival. Like, that's what happens. It was a different season for me, but I felt that stress and overwhelm, and I let that negative bias overcome me. And we start becoming bombarded with this, you know, constant stream of information, of demands, of expectations. We're not resting, we're not reflecting, and we definitely aren't making time for self-care. And the pressure to excel in all of these areas immediately is going to create a sense of inadequacy or a sense of failure in us when we are going to fall short of unrealistic standards every single time. So we're in information overload, especially with constant connectivity. Everybody's on their phones all the time. You're going to exacerbate your feelings of overwhelm. And, you know, you've got this relentless ding of notifications, whether it's emails or social media. You're mentally exhausted. You're emotionally drained. It's hard to find that sense of peace and balance. And ideally, that the idea that we have too much to handle, that's a product of our own perceptions, okay? Our own beliefs, our own conditioning. When you cultivate that mindfulness, self-awareness, resilience, that's how you learn to navigate this challenge. And it is a part of life that we are attracting that challenge. It's a part of life that we're, you know, attracting the responsibilities and the trials. And sometimes the weight feels overwhelming and you step into this victim mindset questioning why this is happening to you. You suddenly feel like that victim of like the world's against me. I can't catch my breath. And I used to feel like this, you know, over and over. And sometimes I still feel that thought creep in, and it's a thought that we can either, you know, allow to have its little 30 seconds of fame, or we can try to ignore it where it's going to just continuously grow. So it's about holding yourself accountable and understanding that life is about growth, and we are being called out to step into our full potential, whether we like it or not. Stuff is going to change. And beneath the surface of this, you know, the chaos of the weight of everything that you have going on, there's the real truth there. And that is for you, you know, to discover that innate power and potential of who you truly are at your core. It's soul growth. We are meant to be here in this human experience, you know, on a journey of evolution, on a journey of expansion. We are out here seeking to learn, to grow, and you know, to awaken to higher vibrations, higher levels of being conscious. And in order to facilitate this growth, we have to undergo the experiences that challenge us, the things that are going to stretch us out. We have to be able to go beyond what we have perceived as our limitations, and the challenges serve as a catalyst for growth. It's going to push you to confront your fears, transcend your comfort zone, and it's going to evolve you into someone who is more resilient, more compassionate, someone who is actually awake. We attract the experience that we need to expand. And so in this moment, you know, you have a chance to give in to those deep-seated fears, the insecurities, the limiting beliefs, or you have a chance to rise and grow through them, to be able to face that on, because they're there whether you like it or not. And the more you tuck it away, you know, the bigger and nastier the monster seems. But if you can face it head on, it's not that scary. So this is all about just an inner awareness, you know, wake the fuck up, bitch. That's what this is about. And I know it's hard. I know this is one of those abrasive messages of, you know, you're feeling the weight of it. But the truth is, it's time for you to step into your potential. And that doesn't mean that you're going at this alone. I could not, no human could. And that's why some people, you know, buckle under the pressure and, you know, want to escape the reality of the meat suit. That's why people, you know, choose to exit early. It's a lot of pressure because that is the perspective that they have chosen to see. But if you can look now that everything in your life is just part of that growth process, and it's going to make you better. That, you know, those things that you're praying for, you want to pray to be someone who is, you know, organized. Then you're going to see a lot of chaos and mess around you, because that is your, you know, message. That's your gift. You ask to be organized. Here's all the things that you can start organizing, and you run with that. So you're calling stuff into your life. And what is life? It's a series of challenges that we navigate through. And in between those challenges, sometimes life seems easy, but I guarantee that no matter what, the next challenge is always on the way. That next, whatever you want to call it, I call it a gift. That next gift of growth is on the way. And sometimes, you know, we are bombarded with so many at once. It's easy to feel that overwhelm. It's easy to believe that you have more going on in your life that you can handle. But regardless of the number of challenges that you can face, the solution is the same. You choose the things that you can control. You spend your time and energy working on solutions for the things that are in your control. If it is not in your control, then it is not your problem. Some of the overwhelm that we're feeling is self-perceived. We're doing it to ourselves because we have created this entire monster out of expectations. Sometimes you just have to acknowledge that you're feeling overwhelmed. And there's nothing to be gained by ignoring this situation, okay? You are going to be in a better position to deal effectively with your life when you acknowledge the reality of every situation. When you recognize that something is wrong, that's when you can start to take action. Even if that means, you know, humbling yourself to realize like you're doing this to you. I think taking a time out is perfect. You know, if it's work that's bombarding you or home that's bombarding you, get outside, get some new scenery. You know, even if it's for a couple of hours or for a day, if you can, you know, leave for a weekend, whatever it takes for you to be able to recalibrate, and to be able to have a different perspective, you know, making a plan for when you're feeling overwhelmed. You need that, an escape plan. It's easy to spend so much time focusing on the challenges, and that's a natural response, but it's going to lead to you feeling worse. So it's not about focusing on the issues, the things that you're struggling through. It's about the solutions. You know, love yourself through this process. And that was something I had to do when I realized, like, okay, I am not in the same chapter as everybody else. I have a new baby and I took on these responsibilities and I'm not willing to let them go. So what are the solutions? What are the things I can control? This, and this. I can show up here, you know, and anyone who had any expectation of me outside of that, that's their problem. That was their disappointment. You know, I knew how much I could give and I was very honest and forthright with that in the moment. And you have to put yourself in this space of not just loving yourself, but imagining, you know, if your friend is struggling through the same thing that you're feeling, you have all of this overwhelm, what would you say to them? What solution can you find in this moment to move you beyond the current situation? How do you implement these solutions? A change of focus alters your perspective and it changes your mood. Distract yourself, you know, read a book, take a friend to the movies. This is the time for you to do the things that you avoid to do because you're so set on your goals, on, you know, a specific task that you've neglected life. And we're meant to have fun. Like, you're all taking this too seriously. Go have some fun. Do something that's going to make you laugh. Make sure that you have someone solid in your life that you can talk to. If you don't have a coworker, if you don't have a friend, if you don't have a family member, go to, you know, a therapist, find a life coach. Who would you call on in your life to talk you off the ledge? So pick up the phone and talk about it. I know the minute I presented my current situation and I talked about everything on my plate, I could hear everything reflecting back at me that really the overwhelm was from the expectations and what I thought other people demanded of me. ideally my choices were my own and I could stay in that and know the solution was to keep moving forward and just change my perspective. Gratitude is vital in anything you're doing in life. If you want to change your quality of life right now, then change your attitude of gratitude. List out the things that are really good in your life. And no matter how rough things are in this moment, there's a lot of things that you can be grateful for. So make a list of that. You know, on the worst day, there's a million things you could think of that you could be grateful for. So list that and then take time to actually sit and reflect on all of the things that you're blessed with in your life. I think if I would have held in my biggest struggle, if I wouldn't have reached out and talked to someone, I would be in a different position. I think I could have handled that a lot differently. And I think it would have pushed me more into a traumatic experience where I would lock myself in that emotional moment and kind of be emotionally frozen for, you know, it's been 6 years now, 5 years now. I would be emotionally frozen in that moment, having not shown up for myself. You're your biggest hero. And there's a reason I tell you guys that you've got to find your way to God, because I could not carry the weight of everything every single day. I just couldn't. There is always something that I wake up to that I have to hand off to God, because number one, I don't have control of it. And number two, I can't carry the mental and emotional burden and stress of holding on to it. I give that to him. You've got to believe in something bigger than yourself, because you cannot carry the weight of the world on your own. And if you're a mom, you're already carrying like the weight of all these little lives. Why are you going to add to that? Life is not always sunshine and rainbows. And when it becomes challenging, I know that feeling overwhelmed brings out the doom and gloom spirit. Okay. And I know that it has a way of overshadowing the best solutions from you. But if you can just, you know, admit to yourself that you're struggling and start to look for those solutions, you know, in this moment, allow yourself the distractions, because laughter is the key. You know, pen to paper, I think that's very therapeutic. Reach out to other people. You don't have to do this alone. You're not meant to do this alone, but nobody's going to push you towards a new perspective. This is where it counts to step in as your own hero. And if you don't feel like you're strong enough, then that's where you start handing stuff off to God. And listen, bitch, you've got to dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be, own your shit, and be brave as you step into your full potential as the co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Flawed, fantastic, fucking beautiful, badass. Brandon Lynette reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.